Hey, Dylan Kelly here, host of the Wave Break podcast. Excited to get into this episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. If you're looking to grow your business, there's only one way, and that is by building real quality customer relationships. Most marketing software will claim they do this, but they never deliver on their promises, and you need to demand more from your marketing software. And that's where Klaviyo comes in. Klaviyo helps you build meaningful customer relationships by listening and understanding cues from your customers, allowing you to easily turn that information into valuable marketing messages. And that's why 10,000 innovative brands, including all of our clients at WaveBreak, have switched to Klaviyo. Now, what's the secret to building those customer relationships? Tune in to Klaviyo's Beyond Black Friday docuseries to find out and unlock exact marketing strategies you can use to keep momentum going all year round. Just head over to klaviyo.com/beyondbf for more. Link is going to be down in the show notes below. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Wave Break podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, the founder of Wave Break. And if you're new here at Wave Break, we help e-commerce stores stop leaking revenue with done-for-you email marketing. So what we do is we go into 7- and 8-figure e-commerce stores and we take over their email marketing, manage it for them, and help them make a crap ton of money. I'll tell you more about that at the end of this podcast. If you'd like to learn more right now, you can head to wavebreak.co to learn more. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the podcast, make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. This episode alone right here is a very important episode. I'm really excited for you to listen to it. It's going to help a lot of people, especially people who run 7- and 8-figure stores. And I've got a bunch of great episodes in the pipeline. I'm actually recording 3 tomorrow with some amazing entrepreneurs in e-commerce. So subscribe to make sure that you don't miss those interviews. Now, I'm seriously just going to, anyway, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to beat around the bush with this episode. I'm just going to hop right into it. This one is going to be personal. And this episode is not for everybody. If you're running an e-commerce store doing less than 7 figures in revenue, then you can listen along and enjoy this podcast, but it's likely not a fit for you. So who is this for? Well, this podcast right here that I'm recording right now, this episode is for people who run established e-commerce stores doing 7- and 8-figure in revenue. People who know the stress and the pressure that comes with building big things. People with payroll and the stress that comes with that. People who are spending tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads every single month. There's just a different kind of pressure and a different kind of stress and a different kind of just mental, you know, mental weight on your shoulders and on your brain and your heart and like literally every part of you when you're running a business like that. So without further ado, let's just hop right into it. So first things first, like here's the deal. I talk with founders of a lot of companies, especially in e-commerce, obviously. Founders of e-commerce stores doing 2 million, 5 million, 10 million, 20 million a year. Their clients, their friends, their mentors, their podcast guests, whoever, right? I talk to a lot of these people and they all have one thing in common. No matter how big their business is, they lack certainty. And these big companies, they run these big companies, but they live in a land of fear and stress and uncertainty. It's this place where you work so hard to get to this place of, you know, revenue, and you work so hard to get to X dollars a year, or, you know, 10 million, 20 million, whatever it is, 5 million. And then it's still stressful. It's still, the pressure just keeps building because now you have payroll and it's, you know, you started your business to create freedom to live a life on your own terms, but it's almost like you end up with this prison. Like every day becomes this grind that's full of stress and chaos and management, employees, taxes, payroll, marketing, advertising. There's just a lot of pressure that comes with running a business that's doing 7- and 8-figure a year. You have a lot of payroll. You're relying on advertising channels to work. What if Google changes their algorithm and you can't make payroll? What if a competitor sues you? What if something's wrong with your trademark and you have to totally change your name, right? What if Facebook changes their ads? There was a glitch a couple months ago that really hurt advertisers. A glitch on Facebook's system. There was a glitch and it affected advertisers. So businesses like you, maybe you were even affected by this glitch. It hurt one of my clients' revenue. It dropped up by a lot, like 30%, I think, something like 20 to 30%, their revenue dropped because of a glitch on Facebook. They did nothing different. Everything was the same. All the ads were the same. Targeting was the same. Should have been working fine, but Facebook had a glitch. And with all of these things that I just laid out, it's easy to lack certainty and to lack confidence when running a big business. It feels like you're not in control. And I get it, because I used to be the least confident person ever. I was a late bloomer in high school. I didn't hit puberty till high school, and that was rough. And it made me extremely self-conscious. And no matter what I did, how much money I made or job or whatever, I lacked confidence and certainty. And I was constantly anxious and stressed all the time, worried about what other people think of me, all of these stupid things. And things are different now, but I used to be extremely self-conscious. Just like you, if you're running this business, like, it's easy to get in your head and think so many things. And I was so afraid at the time that I had no friends, and I was afraid to even pick up the phone and call the doctor to make an appointment, or call, you know, to get a haircut or whatever I had to do. Like, I was scared to pick up the phone and dial. Like, I had to start by making prank calls just so I could get used to, like, almost talking to people again. That's how much confidence I was lacking. So I can relate to you if you're running this big business and it seems like everything should be fine, because for me, on the surface, like, my life looked great, right? Like, you know, doing well in school, whatever, you know, sports, this, that, whatever, you know, the internet stuff I was doing, like, it looked good, but really inside I was super self-conscious and lacking a ton of confidence. And it's funny because a lot of you guys are just like I was. You're running these big companies, but you're still lacking a lot of confidence in it. You're wondering when it's all going to come crashing down. I was talking to a client the other day and I was like, man, I really think you're going to be able to ride this out, you know, indefinitely and make a ton of money. And they said to me, they're like, really? You think so? Like, because they were thinking the total opposite. They were expecting it to come crashing down, that they're going to run out of an audience to target on Facebook and their whole business is going to collapse because it's so built on Facebook. And it's almost like you're in this position, like imposter syndrome, when they talk about, like, it's like you're going to get found out. It's like, you know, I built this successful e-commerce business, but, like, when's everyone going to find out that, like, you know, whatever, X, right? Like, it's all these doubts and these stories pop up in our head. And I want to tell you guys a story. I want to tell you about my very first client. So this was all the way back in 2016, almost 3 years ago now, when we had a different service. So I just launched Wavebreak and this was my first client. So at the time, right now we do done for you email marketing. So we take over your email marketing. And at the time, what we were doing is working with clients on conversion rate optimization. So we would go into a client's business and a lot of people were sending their Facebook ads traffic to landing pages. And so what we would do is, I say we, but it was just me at the time. What I would do is go into their landing pages and just optimize them for their Facebook ads traffic. And one of my clients was this multi-million dollar company. I think they're doing like 5 million, 5 to 7 million a year, something like that. I mean, they were doing millions per year. And something really bad happened. The unthinkable happened. Like, your worst nightmare happened. Like, literally one day I just got a call and the founder of the company is like, hey. And I'm like, hey. And it sounded like almost like somebody had died. And I was like, what's up? He's like, hey, man, listen, like, you've done a really good job, but I don't really know how to say this. And I was like, what's going on? And he was like, well, long story short, like, we've just been having a lot of trouble with our Facebook ads lately. I was like, what's happening? Because, like, you know, that was my job. Like, my livelihood depended on it. And basically what he said was bigger brands had entered the space with bigger ad budgets and they just drove up the cost of advertising to the point where my client couldn't spend anymore profitably. And literally their main acquisition channel that they had built their business on the back of just, like, dried up. Literally, like, overnight, like, your worst nightmare, it happened. Like, their Facebook just disappeared. And that was crazy, right? It was just crazy to see that. This multi-million dollar company, right, where you think things should be stable, they've grown, they have a team, they have a payroll. Like, now they're worried about all this stuff, like, not just like, crap, how are we going to get our marketing back? But it's like, we have all this inventory now. What are we going to do with it? What if we're not able to sell it? Like, now we're going to be in debt of hundreds of thousands of dollars because we have all this inventory that we put on a credit card or whatever, right? Same with like ads. Like, okay, now we just spent all this money in ads, but they didn't convert profitably. So now we have all this money here. Okay, we still have this whole team. We have our team in our warehouse. We have our team in-house here, and we have all our agencies and stuff. What do we do with them? So many different things were going through their head. And I was watching this from the outside, and I was like, man, like that's messed up. Like, it's just, you think a business like that should not have to worry about things like that. And it really made me do some soul searching in my own business to think like, how can I help e-commerce brands not go through that? How can I make sure that they have the stability where they're not having to rely on these other companies like Facebook and Google who change so fast? Because I've heard so many horror stories of the 2000s when everybody was riding the SEO boom and they built these big businesses and it was great and everything was awesome. And then Google switched the algorithms and like so many businesses died. And it's almost like we're doing the same thing with Facebook right now. So I knew that there had to be a better way to not have to worry about marketing, not have to worry about all these different things. Like there had to be a way to take those off the table, and I didn't know what it was. So I just tried a bunch of different things. Like I tried everything, and like marketing after marketing after marketing. And what's great about business and like these situations is like at the very end, like what's great is that you're in control and you got to where you are for a reason. And you don't have to be, I knew that you didn't have to be stressed about marketing channels dying, and you don't have to be, and you don't have to worry about payroll and your teams. These things don't have to stress you out. There are people out there who aren't worried about these things at all, and that's because they know what I'm about to share with you. And today I'm going to share with you like one really simple way to take all this stress off the table. And it's a simple concept. It's literally one word, and that word is ownership. Owning your customer base. So instead of relying on Facebook, instead of relying on Google, instead of relying on affiliates, instead of relying on influencers, instead of relying on all of these things to help you hit your payroll and hit your growth targets, which are all good and you shouldn't stop doing those things. But as you do that, you're also building an asset that you own. And email is super underrated for doing this. So many companies I talk to are not doing any email marketing when it could, and they're so stressed out, and they don't realize that an easy way for them to not be so stressed out is to just have an email list, and an email list that's managed properly, and an email list that's deliverability is on point, an email list that's generating, you know, that's a top revenue driver in their business. Because when that happens, email can give you the confidence that you need to take your business to the next level. And the crazy part is that it's revenue that's already inside of your business. So not only is it this thing that's going to help you not stress out, but it's going to add revenue to your business without having to spend any money. Like it's literally the most, not only is it the highest converting channel, like people click emails and buy from your store, like that's the highest converting channel, but it's also like the ROI is just insane. Like email is literally free. It's not just free. It's an ATM for printing money. Like if I could take all my money and throw it into your email marketing, if that was a way to invest money, I totally would do it because it's insane. And I'll share with you some ROI in a second that we're getting for clients, but like you don't have to spend more on ads. You don't have to add more affiliates. You don't have to rank higher on Google. You don't have to find more influencers and test more influencers and risk spending all this money on other channels. You literally just have to add the right email setup to your business and you can rain down millions per year. And with an extra, you know, $200,000 to $500,000 a month in your business, that'll give you a lot more certainty that if one of your channels goes down, you're going to be able to make payroll. You're going to be able to keep up with inventory. You're going to be able to, you know, pay yourself still, and you're going to be okay. And that's going to help you sleep at night a lot better. And so I'm going to get into literally like specifics right now about email. So some quick background, if you're unfamiliar with me, I run a company called Wavebreak, and what we do is we run email marketing programs for 7- and 8-figure e-commerce stores, and we help them stop leaving money on the table, and we increase their profitability, predictability, and confidence. With a solid email list and a solid email program that's generating a good chunk of your revenue, you don't have to worry as much about Facebook and all these things changing. It's fine because email is the one thing that has stayed consistent over the last, well, ever since the internet has been around. Like, and I'll share with you in a second two exact scenarios to prove that email is still super relevant even in 2019. So first things first, like I want to tell a story about one of my clients, one of my email clients, one of our first ones, and we only do email now, but before we did other things. Like I said, I tested a lot of things and found that email was the best and most profitable way to add stability, predictability, and profitability to your business and just be more confident in it. And here's an example for one client. So when we started working together, this client was doing about 50K a month in total revenue. And this was mostly from Facebook ads. And they were actually, for their email marketing, they were working with a competitor of mine. And I'm not going to name the competitor because I'm not a jerk. But this client started working with us. They switched from the competitor, started working with us. And we turned email into a top channel for this company. And their business tripled. It tripled. And I asked, because I saw this like spike in revenue that was just crazy. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, what is this? So I asked him, the guy who runs the store, I was like, hey, how did you, I saw your business tripled, like Black Friday and December hit, and like your revenue was up, and then it just kept staying up in January, February, March, and April. Like, it's still up at like Black Friday numbers this time of year. And basically what he said was, now that we're making more money on the back end, I have more confidence to spend on my ads. And basically, because of the higher lifetime value, he had more confidence to spend on his ads. There was less risk. And it helped the entire company triple in 3 months. No joke. We started working together in October, and the revenue was consistently tripled in January. Like literally it tripled in November and December, but obviously those are bigger months, but then it stayed tripled and kept growing throughout that year, which is pretty crazy. That's the power of email. And if you don't have email and it's not being managed and nurtured and taken care of on a weekly basis, and nobody has a full-time focus on email in your e-commerce store, like that's what you're missing out on. And I'm going to share another story now. Another client, this is a more recent client. So the example I shared before was from a couple of years ago. And now this story is literally from 2 months ago. So this is some proof that email is still insane. So we started working with this client 2 months ago, about 60 days actually. And in that time, we've generated for them over $500,000 in revenue. And at this rate, we're going to make them over $4 million this year just from email. And so talk about confidence. Like, this is a list they own. If crap hits the fan, they still have money from email, a list that they have ownership of, and they're generating like 400K a month from it. So worst case scenario, that's enough to give you peace of mind if something bad happens. It's enough for them to not have to worry about payroll or marketing channels failing, and it gives them a ton of confidence, and it only took us 60 days. That's how powerful this system is. We've refined it so much that it works so fast. And now you're probably like, okay, what is this system? Like, how are you getting those results? And I'm not going to be one of those marketers who's like, oh, I'm not going to tell you my secrets, whatever. Like, really, I have no problem sharing it, because the value that I bring to the table, that we bring to the table at Wavebreak, is that not only do we have experience doing this over and over again, so we know exactly what works, but we also created the system. So we know it better than anybody. You can take this and try to do it yourself. But really, I mean, if you're going to try to hire a team to do this yourself or whatever, like, it's just going to be way more expensive than you pay us. And if you find the wrong people, it's going to be even more expensive. I mean, we're literally the inventors of what we're about to tell you. So if you're thinking about this, I mean, by all means, try to do it yourself. But if you want a professional to do it and you want to be successful as soon as possible with it, don't hesitate to reach out. And I'll share the next steps at the end. But anyway, here's how we did it. So basically, we have something called the Wavebreak Method. So this is our system for, it's a three-step process, and this is our system for email marketing. So basically, all of these, over the last few years, we've mastered the art and science of e-commerce email marketing, and we've turned it into a repeatable three-step process that works across every industry, every target market, everything, and this is called the Wavebreak Method. And it comes down to three steps, like I said. So the first step is the foundation. So the first thing we do is build out a complete suite of email automation. So here's the deal. You probably have a healthy amount of traffic. But the problem is, a lot of website visitors don't convert. So we'll build out an email capture system and then combine it with an email sequence to convert more visitors into buyers. And then I'm sure you're familiar with abandoned cart emails. Like, we have what we do is we do emails that are based on objections. We do sales focused emails. So it's like direct response marketing. Even though our emails look amazing, they're all grounded in direct response. So we target each customer differently. We address objections in abandoned cart emails, and we get people to convert at insane levels and recover even more sales. And then from there, we add browse abandonment emails to turn people who are looking at products. We'll retarget them with an email sequence like retargeting ads, send them emails, and get them to come and finish their purchase. And then this is another thing, like so many retailers are lacking this, like post-purchase emails for every part of the customer lifecycle. Like after somebody buys from you, don't just like, oh, we're not going to email them, we don't want to be annoying. Like, no, build trust, get people excited for their order, cross-sell them, right? Add value to them. You have these items that are not just like, stop just trying to sell things, like your products are valuable. If you believe in them, you should definitely be selling them to customers, because you know that this product, the original product they ordered, plus this other product is going to be extremely valuable for them. And it's going to be way more valuable with that cross-sell, with that upsell to make their next purchase. Like, it's not like you're just selling it for no reason. And if you are selling it for no reason, like, you probably aren't at the 7- and 8-figure mark. And so the last post-purchase type of email is like a win-back email. Like, people need your products. It doesn't even matter if you're in fashion or what. Like, you don't have to be selling something necessary to survival, but people need your products. So have a win back email to bring people back before they disappear forever. And with this email automation strategy that I just shared, you can automate like 50% of your email sales. So it's super awesome that it can just be completely automated. And you're going to want to keep tweaking and testing this and optimizing it as time goes on. But what's great is, like, with the right strategy, that's what you can do. And then from there, we get into step two, which is called the acceleration. So this is when we really start to take things to the next level and where a lot of money gets made fast. So what we do is we'll start by establishing a consistent email calendar. And we'll start by sending email campaigns that are focused on quick wins to get you results ASAP. So, and when I say email campaign, these are like one-time sends, like newsletter, sale promotions, new product launches, those type of things, for example. And we'll send out multiple campaigns every week to get people to come back and buy again, to add value, and to nurture the people on your email list who have not purchased yet and get them to make their first purchase. That's step two. And last but not least, we have step three, which is the ongoing management and optimization. And honestly, step one and two, like, that's the first 60 days. Like, that is what's going to get you insane results right away. And then from there, we just keep taking things to the next level with step number three, ongoing management and optimization. So from there, every week we'll continue to improve your email marketing with ongoing email strategy and management. And the best part about all of this is that the client doesn't even have to lift a finger. They don't have to worry about creating new email sequences or sending out campaigns. They don't have to worry about writing emails. They don't have to worry about thinking about it. They don't have to worry about hiring people. I mean, I hire people for email marketing. It's a pain in the butt to find good people. Not just people who are a culture fit, like, this is like finding people who actually know what they're doing in email, because there's really very, very few of them. And then on top of that, finding somebody who's actually a good culture fit for your company, I mean, it's extremely, extremely difficult. But with the system and the team that we've been able to create, like, our client's email is always improving. And it's taken care of by our expert team, so they don't have to worry about it. And this is the exact three-step process that we use with all of our clients. This is exactly how we were able to triple that one client's total revenue by adding email to their business. This is exactly how we were able to add over $500,000 to that other company in less than 60 days. And using the Wavebreak method, we can help you turn email into a top revenue generating channel too. And we can help you gain more confidence and gain more certainty, because you won't have to rely on these other channels as much. And when that happens, you won't be as stressed about payroll. You won't be as stressed about paying yourself. You won't be as stressed about taxes. You won't be as stressed about your marketing channels dying. You won't be as stressed about, you know, buying more inventory and paying more money, because email is your most profitable revenue. So once you add it to your business, like, there's unlimited things that you can do with it. Like, it literally unlocks just the next level of your company. And if you run a 7- or 8-figure e-commerce business and this message resonated with you, we should talk more. Our strategy, the Wavebreak method that I just went through with you, it's unreal, and the ROI is insane. Like, at the low end, clients are generating like a 15x ROI. And today I looked at a client who's doing 70x. So for every dollar they spend on our service, they get $70 back. Like, imagine if that was a Facebook ad that you were running. Would you not pour all of your money into that ad? I mean, if you wouldn't, I would give you my money to pour into that ad, right? It's a no-brainer. Even 15x is insane, right? And this stuff works on every industry as long as you're selling direct-to-consumer e-commerce. So Shopify, BigCommerce, whatever. It works like crazy. And we don't have a lot of slots open right now, just one or two right now. But if this call resonated with you, and we're very picky about who we work with just because, unlike other agencies, instead of trying to work with like a million gajillion clients and scale that way, like, we're just trying to work with a few select great clients and help them get amazing results from email. Like, I'm not about churn and burn. Like, our clients literally stay with us for years. No joke, like, well, a very long time. And that's just because we get results. And because we're not stretched too thin and we're not like these other agencies who are all talk. If you want to see your case studies, you go check them out at wavebreak.co/results. And if this call resonated with you, reach out. Go to wavebreak.co/call. And from there, you're going to be directed to a email marketing discovery survey. And that's because my schedule is really packed right now. Obviously, you know, our services are in really high demand. I talk to people every single week about working together. And most people I send away. But every week I still set aside time to help people like you stop leaking revenue, improve their e-commerce stores, email marketing, and get the confidence from that. And when you fill out this form, you're going to be directed to, after you complete the form, it's just going to give me some info about your business. You're going to fill out a form, give me some info about your business, your goals, your current marketing efforts. And that way we'll be able to get as much time of our call together. So after this, we'll hop on a call. And after you fill out the form, you'll be directed to pick a time directly on my calendar. And just to make things more productive, I have this quick form to fill out. It's not a sales call. There's no obligation. Like I said, honestly, most people I just turn away and I talk to people every single week. But if you resonated with this message, go to wavebreak.co/call right now. And we'll get on a call. We'll talk through the system, see if it makes sense for your business. And even if it's not a system, I'll give you a bunch of ideas for how you can increase your confidence and certainty in your e-commerce business. And like I said, this is specifically for 7- and 8-figure e-commerce businesses. And so, like I said, if that message resonated with you, if this is something that you'd like to talk more about, head over to wavebreak.co/call. And that's about it for this episode. I would love your feedback on it. Let me know what you think. And yeah, like, really, you guys are an awesome audience, and just want to say thanks so much for listening all the way to the end if you made it. Looking forward to hearing from you all. Now, listener, before I sign off, stop me if this sounds familiar. Your email marketing is stuck. You feel like you could be doing email better. You're not generating enough email revenue, and you feel like you're leaving money on the table. But you don't have the time to figure email out yourself or do it on your own because you have a business to run. Imagine this. Imagine not having to worry about leaving money on the table with your email marketing. Imagine not having to figure out what to send, when to send it, how many emails should look, what automation you need, what segments you need, how often you should be contacting your email list, or just worrying about sending the next email. You don't have to worry about any of that. Imagine having peace of mind knowing that your email marketing is generating sales in good hands. At Wavebreak, we help Shopify stores maximize their email marketing revenue. That's it. We don't do anything else. And we've created a system called the Wavebreak Method that, number one, makes you less dependent on Facebook or other marketing channels. Let's say something bad happens. Facebook says, "See you later, Shopify store," and they just completely kill your ad traffic overnight. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress because you're good to go because you have a cushion of email revenue. You don't have to worry about how or what your wife is going to do or if you're going to be able to make rent or if you're going to be able to pay people because you have this cushion of email revenue to rely on. Number two, the second thing this does is huge, and it's how stores scale from 7 figures to 8 figures to 9 figures. And the secret is repeat purchases. The Wavebreak method gets rid of one-time buyers and increases repeat orders. Number three, it keeps your email list engaged. You don't have to worry about Black Friday and beyond. We'll figure out the ideal amount of times that your list needs to be contacted to maximize revenue, and then we'll execute it for you. If you want to learn more about this system and how we can work together to apply it to your business, go to wavebreak.co to schedule a call with me. And I'll personally send you my calendar link and we can chat one-on-one. Now, I don't have unlimited time to do these calls. I can only do a couple of them per week. So if you want to get your call, go sign up at wavebreak.co for it as soon as possible and we can talk about how we can work together. Thanks for listening to this episode. Subscribe to the show on iTunes to get notified of new episodes as soon as they drop.